Chapter 11. Bright Night 36 of Year 3876. Lighting. The system obeys his command, and it gets brighter around him. At the foot end of the chamber, there is an emergency food supply which he devours. He's in the sleeping hall, at about halfway up the wall of chambers. He's a bit afraid of the way, but he's also looking forward to once again meeting the others. Gronolf starts moving. Every step is painful. However, he notices that the pain decreases after a while. He has to regain his fitness soon. The control room called. It doesn't need a pale shadow of him, it needs the real person. Gronolf moves up the rising path with slow steps. This is more strenuous than walking downward, but he needs the exercise. The light moves with him. Like an old man, he uses a touch hand to hold onto the railing. He is glad nobody can see him now. He looks at the skin on his arms. It is brown and wrinkled. He does not just look like an old man, he is one. Cycle 3876, the system said. He had slept for a very long time. While the hibernation slows the aging process, it does not stop it. Gronolf tries to find his last memories from before. They are evasive and always flee his grasping thoughts. What might have happened here? If he can trust his memories, he must have entered the sleeping chamber as a young man. That would be unfair, because then he would have slept through the greatest and most important period in his life. He feels queasy in his secondary stomach. Women claim that it is the seat of emotion, yet that is unscientific. Everyone knows that emotions are nothing but electrical impulses in the thinking layer, the brain, below the skin. No, those memories must be somewhere. He will find them again. He surely must have had a fantastic life. He was the strongest of his plex. Gronolf hits the wall with his right load hand. The largest of the three fingers leaves a scratch in the hard material. The higher he gets, the warmer and more humid the air becomes. It is not supposed to be this way. And now there is also a strange smell. Gronolf cannot remember ever smelling anything like this. He tries to analyze the molecules. Before his draft, when he still swam in the ocean, it would have been easier for him. But his sense of smell is still usable. What reaches his smell folds is definitely the stench of decay. Yet it is not the normal aroma of death. Gronolf stops and closes his eyes in order to focus better. Yes, definitely. It is dead sperm. The smell comes from above. He's feeling hot and starts walking faster. What has happened here? Two levels higher, he finally sees it. One of the sleeping chambers has opened. One of his comrades lies on the couch. Gronolf stands next to him and looks at the corpse. He recognizes him as Ragnar. Ragnar comes from a younger plex and was the third best of that litter. Gronolf also sees what causes the stench. Ragnar's sperm pouch is ruptured. The most valuable things he possessed, his future children. What happened here is not right. When a man dies, his sperm slowly dries up. Ragnar cannot have died naturally. Why did his chamber open, and was that the cause for his condition? He will have to find out why the capsule was opened, who was responsible for it. Gronolf tries to push it back in, but he fails. This means the chamber was opened by an override from outside. Gronolf touches the belly of the dead Grosnob. Now that he knows it is Ragnar, he no longer minds the stench. He stands up, turns around by his comrade's couch, and walks downward toward the control panel. He watches him with his rear eye until the light behind him switches off. He has to hurry. Something is going on that probably is also responsible for Ragnar's death. It does not look like a simple technical error. Once he is down below, he sees the control panel for the chambers. It is open, which is odd. And it was opened manually, by brute force, rather than with the usual ultrasonic command. The capsule that contained Ragnar has been selected. Somebody seemed to have opened a random capsule, no matter what the status display indicated. Anger rises in him, and his load arm muscles harden like just before a fight. He leans forward and looks for Ragnar's chamber. No, his comrade was already dead inside the chamber. According to the status display, he died of old age. That can't be true. Ragnar's skin looked much fresher than his own, even after death, and the sperm pouches should have dried up long ago in that case, though he's not sure about that. He has never seen an adult male Grosnob who did not empty his sperm pouches beforehand. Even if he was not selected for fertilization, the protein is considered much too valuable to be wasted this way. He won't find any answers here. Gronov calls the system via ultrasound. 2 meters to the left of the control panel, the wall opens. Behind it is a chamber lit indirectly from the left and right. Gronov enters it. "Control room," he says. The wall closes again. Now the chamber starts to move. Some of the smell travels with him. Gronov briefly closes his eyes and crouches on his strong feet.